high school buddy, accountant Brian Burnett, who's an Alabama alum. The two made the trip to Vegas for the game but decided to let the bet ride. I regret nothing, says Mr. Skiba. That's his name. His name is Mark Skiba. I regret nothing, he says. At the end of the day, I was playing with house money for the last 2 months. This was not supposed to happen in so many ways. It's the whole experience in the story. That's what I will remember. No, dum-dum. Let me explain this again. You're only playing with house money if you actually have the money.
You can't lose.
You're playing with house fantasy. If you want to play with house fantasy, you go to a strip club. If you want to play with house money, you go to the casino and you hedge your $50,000 bet, you freaking idiot.
If I had any money with this accountant, I would take it out immediately. I mean, if this dude advised him, oh, no, just let it ride. No way.
He says,
should have his license revoked.
I heard from a lot of Auburn fans, says the 39-year-old. Some of them said, you've come this far. Are you going to give up now? At the end of the day, I wanted us to win the game. We're playing for the championship. Winning the money still doesn't even seem real. Yeah, well, it shouldn't now because you didn't. He said that he thought that his bet would impact the outcome of the game if he hedged it. I mean, how egocentric and stupid do you have to be? You're like the perfect storm of egocentricity and moron. You are where those two streets intersect. How dumb are you? I'm angry with this guy.
I could tell.
That's like a friend of mine who doesn't make a lot of money. He won $2,500. He had taken $300 to the casino. He won $2,500, and he walked out of the casino with no money whatsoever.
He stayed.
How'd you win the $2,500? I won a poker tournament. So you had the $2,500 in your hand. Yep. How much did you walk out with? Nothing. But hey, the way I look at it is I only lost $300. No, you didn't. You lost $2,500, you stupid idiot. Go hang out with a Skiba moron from Auburn. You're too stupid to live. Get away from me.
I don't understand people that, you know, win money and then lose it all back.
This is business. This is no longer an I'm an Auburn fan long shot guy. Now it's a business decision. Now you need to give it over to the people who understand the finances of it.
Sad.
You moron.
Clearly his friend did not understand the finances of it because I would be the one saying, no, bet. Bet, bet, bet. Hedge your bet. At least come out with something.
Yeah, I'm going to walk out of there with a minimum of 10 grand.
Yes, exactly.
It's frustrating. And at the very least, go back in and bet Auburn and catch the points. Because then you're going to win.
Yeah, and you know what? It was still kind of a toss-up because people thought FSU was that good. And the Vegas odds makers are obviously good because they have their job. And I don't think you can not take a double-digit underdog in a championship game.
Exactly right.
Yeah, after watching 16-point dogs win BCS games.
Exactly. How can you not want to take those points?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
People upset me. Ben.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I'm an idiot. I don't understand this hedging of the bet.
Here's the deal.
Please explain to me what he could have walked away with.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the numbers look like. You would have had to seen what would a straight up bet on Florida State look like as a 10-point favorite, because you could have bet the money line and gone that route. So basically, you probably would have had to bet, let's say, just for example, you would have had to bet $180 to win $100, okay?
Yeah.
When you make a preseason bet on a team winning a national championship in this situation, and he betted at, I think he put $100 on it to win $50,000. If the team actually gets there to the championship game, if they win, you get the 50 grand. But if they lose, you don't get anything at all.
Exactly.
So then you go back and you bet on Florida State a smaller amount of money, and that way, if Florida State wins, you win. And if Auburn wins, you win. You're gonna win less than if you had just left the bet be, but you're going to win some significant amount of money. $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, maybe, you know, if let's say you bet $10,000.
I would bet $10,000.
That's fine.
I would bet ten grand.
And then if Auburn wins, you win $40,000.
That sounds great.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, so you're just saying he should have put a bet on Florida State as well.
Right.
He already had a guaranteed winner in
Auburn. Yes.
So if he had lost to Florida State, well, he still would have been up 40.
Exactly.
We're up against it, Ben.
You bet both sides.
You got it.
Thank you guys.
All right. Ron Boomer.